you're in luck. The chocolate shop is still there. You rush in and return with several slabs of wild chili chocolate. After a couple of tentative nibbles, Delilah devours the lot. You didn't get a single sliver and wonder if a Uno rematch with those cousins before the ceremony is on the cards. You notice Delilah wobble, then totter over to the grass where she slumps down. It's not what I expected, she laments. You spot a thin curl of chocolate left in her fingers, and plucking it from her grasp, pop it straight into your mouth. Your taste buds jive with excitement. The delayed heat you feel on your tongue is exquisite.
Yeah, it burns way more than expected, you admit.
She gazes absently towards you. What? No, I mean this. The wedding. Barry. I'm just not... She puffs out a chocolate-scented sigh. It's just that he keeps promising what a wonderful life we're going to have. But I just can't see it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the marrying kind. Could she be getting cold feet? We don't blame her. Elvis isn't exactly a big hunk of love in your eyes either. But the way she's carrying on about him makes you think maybe she misplaced the bouquet on purpose. Delilah, do you know where the bouquet is? Her body stiffens. Then she clasps her head with both hands, wrenching it from side to side as though trying to unscrew it.
Oh, why today of all days to get a wicked migraine, she cries.
You move to wrap an arm around her. You hate migraines too, but she shoves you away violently.
Just go. There's some tablets in my room. Go get them now.
You hesitate. She's never used that tone with you before. Ever. Either your chocolate therapy was an epic fail and she really does have a headache, or you just got a little too close to the truth. Do you, one, believe her? Anxious to help despite her reaction, you head back to the resort, taking a shortcut up the walk-through stairs, ascending from Key Street behind the cafe and past brunching holidaymakers. At the top of the stairs is a gigantic copper-coloured urn. Or, two, feel mortally wounded by her response. Could she really be trying to sabotage her own wedding? You want to stick around and dig a little deeper, but decide to find some pain relief for Delilah first, so she won't suspect you disbelieve her. You know the local pharmacy is much closer, so head there. You scuttle off into the marine village, along the promenade, past the quayside restaurants, turning right into Masthead Way until you reach the village theatre.